Okay, we're going to finish up the sugya. We have a lot to do in a short amount of time, so let's do our best over here. What? Anatar Torah. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Tezayin Amid Aleph, Vesuleka. What, there are only two cases of Bitlo v'lo Bitlo, Ha'ika, Gezel, Drachman Amalo, Sigzo, Beishas Akzela, Mashka, Drachman Amalo, Saval, Beisal, Avoto, Avoto, Ha'ashek, Tashivlo, Ha'avot, Kavo, Ha'shemesh, and Mishkachas, Laba, Kimlo, Kimlo, Bitlo v'lo Bitlo. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot count those two cases because Hasam, Kevan Dechai B'tashlumin, Ein Lokem Mishalim. So since in all those cases, once you violate the law of Lo Tigzo, or you violate the law of taking the mashkon, you, even after you've destroyed the object, you still have to pay money, so therefore, no malchus. Maskev lo Rabbi Zeira, v'ayika mashkon shoker, where there is no chiv tashlumen hu meisa ger, so my answer is, hasam gabra bar tashlumen hu, v'shibud de ger hu de kapaka. Rashi says, hasam gabra bar tashlumen, kishe sorfo, you chayv to pay, below nischayv malchus bebitul zeh, because you have to pay. V'hai delo meshalem, and that which now you do not have to pay, meaning you had to pay. It was a chiv to pay. And now that you don't have to, now you don't have to, l'mais, you don't have to pay, because what? The ger has died. The shibud of the ger, look what Rashi says. Mishum de shibud of the ger kapaka la'achar zman. That seems to be important. La'achar zman. What's Rashi really saying? What's Rashi? Do you have to pay? Do you have to pay? You don't have to pay. Yet, when did the, if you will, chiv to pay disappear? La'achar zman. Meaning, at the time when you burnt the object, the mashkon, did you have to pay?
Yes.
You had to pay. So at that moment in time, you're not in a world of bitlo because you had to pay. Now, later on, the ger died. Well, like, it's kind of too late to create now the chiv malchus because you had to pay. Now he died. Like, that's not, in other words, I'll say it like this. Is that bitlo?
No.
It's not bitlo. Why not?
Not just you did.
You were mavato.
Because you were mavato. You burnt it, but you had to pay.
You didn't kill him.
And you didn't kill him. He just died. So there's no, like, bitlo anymore. There's no bitlo, and therefore, you don't get malchus. Okay. What I want to explore with you, and I'm going to do it relatively quickly, is I want to look at the pshat in this one line of the Gemara. Hasam kevan dechai betashlumin ein loke umishalem. Since you have a what? A chiv to do what? To pay, you don't get malchus. So the nice, clean, simple pshat is, I think, most beautifully and clearly articulated by the Tosas Shantz. And Tosas Shantz writes in our sugya, Hasam dechev nechai betashlumin eino loke umeshalem, perish eino loke kan, mishum debiyado leshalem, ve'ein ze bitlo, de'im meshalem, hare kiem pa'ase. What's the Tosas Shantz saying?
Still love anita glas.
What? This is a lav anita glase. This is a lav anita glase. What is the ase that you're fulfilling, so to speak? Tashlumin. 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 Meaning this is a lav that is really nita to two different ases. There's one ase called the Heshvas Agzela Shergaza, but that ase has expired. How is that ase expired?
Because
you burnt it. But there's another ase. What's the other ase?
Cash
money. And that ase is still extant, and it has not been mevatel. How are you going to be mevatel that ase? Can you be mevatel that ase? What are you going to do? You're burning all your money? You can't be mevatel that ase. Mr. Sukkar, what are you doing? Really? So fascinating. Interesting style. What? It's very good. Love it. The columnar style of notes. Okay. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, good. 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 Now, excuse me.
I just have to kind of catch up.
Minkin? Okay. Now, if you look at the Rambam, I want to ask you a simple question. Does the Rambam learn like the Tosfos Shas? So I'm looking at the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yudches, Halacha Beis. And the Rambam writes as follows. Kol lav she'ein bo ma'isei lokan alav. Chutz minishba me'emer makalas chaver v'shein. V'chol lav she'ein bo ma'isei means it's bezdin. Kol lo sinav lo sas malach v'yam ha'shabes ein lokan alav. V'chol lav she'nitan l'tashlumin. Kikon lo sigzo lo signov lo siglo signov ein lokan alav. V'chol lav she'nitak la'asei. Kikon lo sika ha'em al abonim lo sechala p'yasadcha ein lokan alav. Ela im kein lo kiem ha'asei. Rabosai, does the Rambam learn like the Tosfos Shas?
No.
No. Why do you say no?
Because he separated Lav Shanita Glase and Tashlumin.
That's correct. The Rambam clearly is not learning the Sugya like the Tosfos Shas, because he is basically saying there are two separate and distinct Pturim when it comes to Lo Sigzo. There's a Ptur to Malkus called Lav Shanita Glase, and there's a separate Ptur to Malkus called Lav Hanitan letashlumin. Two separate pturim. According to Tosfos Shas, what's a lav hanitan letashlumin? It's a lav hanitan glase. There's an asse of tashlumin. The Rambam is saying there's two separate pturim. There's a ptur called lav hanitan glase, and there's a separate ptur of lav hanitan letashlumin. Is that clear? Now, if I were to ask you, why is it that for lo tigzol you don't get malchus? According to the Rambam. What? So he says, because it's a lav hanitan letashlumin. I'm not sure that's the complete answer. It is the broadest reason. Because for lo tigzol, if you went ahead, is it a lav hanitan letashlumin? Will you at some point have to pay money? Yes, you're always going to be exempt, but like before you get to lav hanitan letashlumin, there is an element of lav hanitan glase. What's the element of lav hanitan glase? The eishes hagzeila. But there's even broader than that. You know, I'm suggesting that even broader than that is the ptur of lav hanitan letashlumin. But within lo sigzol, there is two stages really. It's two separate pturim. There's a ptur of lav hanitan glase. That's for Veshus Akzeo Shagozal, and there's a more expansive Ptur called Lav Anita Letashlumin.
The Heshus Akzeo Shagozal is
Tashlumin?
No.
I don't think so.
So then until you burn, how would you do Tashlumin?
You're not. In other words, step one is you have to give back the object. And that is a Lav Anita Letashlumin. But, and that's a Lav Anita Lase. But, even if you don't give back the object, you still don't get malchus.
Why is Rambam just throwing Lo Sigzol?
Because there's a broader ptur. In other words, you never. If it's just lav hanitak letashlumin, for a lav hanitak letashlumin, will there be malchus if you hold kima v'lo kima? Will there be malchus? I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Lav hanitak lase. If it's kima v'lo kima, which is how the Rambam passes, will you get malchus?
If you don't return it quick enough,
you get malchus. The Rambam is telling you. Yeah, but not by Gzela, because Gzela has a broader ptur. What's the broader ptur? Lav hanitan le ta shlumin. Again, will you ever get malchus for Gzela? If it was just lav hanitak la'ase, will you get malchus? Yes. But since Gzela is lav hanitan le ta shlumin, you'll never get malchus. Weiter in Shas. Now. Weiter in Shas. Can I borrow a ritva from someone who has a ritva near them? Weiter in Shas. Okay. Now, the ritva. Oh, the ritva. No, I skipped Tosfos. First Tosfos, then the ritva. I'm so pressured. The Tosfos writes as follows. Hasam Isa betashlumin. So let's just read Tosis carefully. What does Tosis say? Kishasarfa. When are you chayav tashlumin? When you do what? When you pray. V'chayav mamon. And now you have to pay money. Hilkach. Lo mishkachas be bitlo. De kol emas de yesh lo mamon. Lo yilka. What does it sound like Tosis is saying? Pashim Shah? What does it sound like he's saying? Who's he learning like? It sounds like he's learning like the Tosfos Shas. In other words, there's never bitlo. Why is there never bitlo? Because you can always pay money. So what's always around? There's always an assay around. And therefore, you're never going to get malchus. Good? Good? Sounds Tosfos Shas. Definitely sounds Tosfos Shasy, which is not a shocker because Tisus Shantz, you know where they lived? They're all French Baliatesis. You know what Shantz is?
City.
Yeah, city, it's a city. It's a city in French. They pronounce it S-E-N-S. It's Tisus Rabbeinu Shimshon, I believe, Rabbeinu Shimon, Rabbeinu Shimshon, Misens. Sense. Shantz. Shantz. That's, anyway. So, and then he says, now notice the Dibra Masa. What's the Dibra Masa that's Tisus? Hasam Isa Betashlumin. Does that found anywhere in our Gemara, those words? No. So Tosfos says, V'yei Svarim de Garsi, V'eino Loke Umeshalim. Guess which Sefer has that Girsa?
Our
Sefer has that Girsa. And anytime you hear the words, Ein Loke Umeshalim, like what are you like thinking in your brains? You're thinking Kedei Rishasa. You're thinking Makas Dabdali. You're thinking Ksuvas Davlan Beis. You're thinking Ein Lokum Eshalim. Our good friend Ein Lokum Eshalim. There's a couple of exceptions to that rule. What's the exception of where we do get Malkus? Ooh, very good. Moti Shemra, you do get Malkus Eshalim, but in general, Ein Lokum Eshalim. So says Taisa, we see those words. You might think Yeshem Degas Ein Lokum Eshalim Klomar Hacha Al Korcha Ein Oloke. But what does it mean? Ein Oloke Ein Lokum Eshalim Al Korcha Ein Oloke. Why? Ho will umiftar betashlum. And then he says, Avaleka leperushe. My Rebbe always taught me, anytime Tosfos says, Ve'ein lomar, or leka leperushe, what does that always mean?
It
always means, someone learns what I'm about to say. I don't like it. But someone's going to learn what I'm about to say. Ve'leka leperushe. Don't learn like this. That what? What does it mean? Ein lok meshalem? Detarte lo avdinale. Malchus the mamon, mishum k'dei rishasa. When it says ein lok meshalem, it means you don't get two punishments. You only get one punishment, which means listen carefully. Why don't you get malchus when you steal the object and the object is still extant? Lav shenita glase. But now that I burnt the object, should I get malchus?
Yes.
Yes. But I also have a chiyuv. Mamon to pay back, and there's a ding called Ein Loike Mishan. I can't be Chai both Malkus. And what? And Mamon, meaning in principle, am I Chai Malkus?
Yes, yes.
I'm Chai Malkus, but I can't get both. So what do I get? I only get the Chi of Mamon. So that's a way to learn the Sugya. And therefore, you could argue, Hilkach Mishan Ein Loike. And he says, the Ze'eno. I don't like the Pshat. And he's going to present two reasons why I don't like the Pshat. Reason number one, the Ze'eno, Chada, the Imkain. Adarabba, yesh lanu lomer, yilka v'lo yishalem b'tidipiresh elunaris amrav yochanan deheket amatzinu mamonu malchus milkalokim mamonu lo mishalem. So number one, anytime you have a din of k'dei rishasa, when we say ein lokum mishalem, what's the halacha? You get malchus, not mamon. And what are we saying over here?
Mamon,
not malchus. So that is already a little bit off. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, is does our Gemara present the situation where there will not be a chiv mamon? Where like you had a loka mishalim and there's no chiv mamon? What's the case of maskon shel ger and you burnt the object and the ger dies? So can you pay money? No. So once you can't pay money, what should reemerge? Malka should reemerge. If the whole reason is what? Is ein loka mishalim, good. But if you can't pay, then what? Malkus. That's the second kash. V'od. Dimkein, my parik vare maskunas of Gerva Mesa Ger, Umishani Hasam Gabbata Sumizibudiga Paka, my snow, Hakav and Delo Mishalem. Since now you don't pay because the Ger is dead, then Imkein Bitlo, you have a case of Bitlo, Viluki. And you should get Malchus Velekanami, Stay Resayas. There's no Stay Resayas anymore. Because what? There's no Chiyuv Mamon. Therefore, there's only one Rishi. What should you get? Malchus. But that's not what the Gemara says. So Tosis says, last mark, remarks in Tosis, Lekach Lechein Sarech Lomar, Kidi Pirashti. So therefore, you have to go back to my Pshat. Now, he's going to restate his Pshat. Kevan Degavra Bar Tashlumin. Since what? He can pay. V'kol emas demishalem, lo lucky, kilkoch, lo mishkachas le bitlo. Now, someone pointed out, I forget who, Binyamin Kunstler maybe? No, it was Gavi Silver. Gavi Silver pointed out, when you read the Tosas Shants, the Tosas Shants like use the language of lav hanita glase type language?
Yeah.
He did. Why don't you get Malchus? Because you have a chiv to pay Mamon. And what's the chiv to pay Mamon? It's an asay. It's a nituk asay. And if you don't get Malchus. Does Tosis use that language anywhere? Beginning or restatement? He doesn't use that language. What's his language? Which I think is very curious. Kidipi Rashi came to Gavra Bar Tashlumin since the chiv Mamon. V'chol emas demishalem, and if he were actually to pay, would he get Malchus? Lo lucky, hilkach. It's not called bitlo. No, it's a little funny. It's a little. It's not. But still, he says hilkach lo mishkach is like bitlo. V'chol emas demishalem mamon lo yoke. It's very similar.
Part of eino loka ho mifter v'tashlumin.
Hold on to that thought. So I don't know if I'm going to have time to get back to maybe Tosis presenting a third shot. Maybe shot number one, Tosis shots. Shot number two is Ein Loka Mishalim, which Tosis rejects. And maybe Tosis is Tosis shots. Maybe there's a third shot over here. Maybe. But I'm really pressured over here, and I'm going to go fast because I want to really get to the Rambam. But quickly, the Ritva. So remember I said anytime there's a leka leperushe, what does that always mean? That someone actually holds this way. So that's clear from this Ritva. The Ritva quotes his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Meir Halevi. And he quotes the name of his Rebbe, Perish Haram Halevi. Kevan de Gavra Bar Tashluminhu Afilu Bitlo Ain loke. Why she'ain adam loke umishalim? Because there's no din of loke umishalim. There is shasa. V'nitztarech lefaris dvarav. I have to explain what he means. At what point in time is he chayev mama? At what time? At what point? So he says not when he burns it. He says at what point in time mishas chavala, from the time of the theft. That's the point in time that he's chayev malchus, so to speak. That's the point in time he's chayev mama. And ein loke u mishal. Now. Now, Rabosa, in the case of Loka Mishalim, what is Tosa's first question? What's the first Kasha Tosis? What's the first Kasha Tosis?
Should be Malchus.
You should get Malchus, not Mamon. What's the answer to that question?
This case is different.
What's the answer to that question?
Torah specifies.
Yeah! What's the answer to that question? Give me some cases of Loka Mishalim that you're aware of.
Where you get both Moses Shem?
Any case. Give me a case. Any case. What?
Eight
zomim. Good. Eight zomim. So you violate an issur according to Rav Meir of Losane, which is Chayav Malchus. and you violate kasher zaman, which generates a chiyuv mamon. So again, what's the din? Your din is ain loke umer shalom. You should only get malchus, not the chiyuv mamon. That's a good example. In case of motzi shemra, we have a chiddush that you get both, right?
Yeah.
You have a chiddush that you get both. You have a chiddush that you get both. There's a case of you get both. But if you only get one, what would you get? You get malchus. Why is this case different? Why is this case different? So maybe, what's the nature of the chiyuv mamon here? And what's the nature of the chiyuv mamon by motzi shema? What's the nature of the chiyuv mamon by kasha? What? Papa, you said one word I like.
His money back. Versus his money back.
There's a fundamental difference between a chiyuv knas and a chiyuv mamon. What's a chiyuv knas? Punishment. A knas is a monetary punishment. You have a corporal punishment of malchus. You have a monetary punishment of knas. Ein loka mishal. What trumps?
Malchus.
Corporal punishment trumps. You get malchus. But over here, what's the nature of this din? Of paying back. What's the nature? Is that punitive? Or is that compensatory? That's compensatory. Comes along the Rama and says, "Bamed dvar mamur." When does Rav Yochanan say, "Ein loka mishalem"? You get malchus. That's only when you have two punitives. Then you're going to get malchus. However, if the mamur is compensatory in nature, not punitive, then perhaps he agrees that what? That you get. That mishalim the ain't a look, right? I think that's
true by an atonement.
It is.
No, because if they testify about someone that he owes them money, then they get mamon, they don't get malchus.
That's true. They get money.
Oh wait, no, you're right. Those are punitive.
Okay, now I want to. Okay, Rabbosai, Shir is going to begin right now. I'm skipping a little bit because I want to get to the Rambams. Now you really need Rambams now. Please open up your Rambams. I want to look at some Rambams very, very carefully. And see where this all will take us. Please open up Zela Va'aveda, Perek Aleph, and at the same time, keep your fingers open to Gneva, Perek Aleph as well. Shmuel Barg, just remind me, what is Gzela?
Stealing in broad daylight.
Stealing in broad daylight. What is Gneva?
Stealing at night when no one else knows.
No one else knows. Ooh, that's so scary. Okay, very good. So we have Gneva and Gzela. I'm going to keep my hands on both places. Oh, by the way, gentlemen, how does the Rambam refer to Hilchos Gneva? What does he call it? What does he call it?
Just Gneva.
Hilchos Gneva. It's interesting in general. If I asked you, like, what's the English translation of the term Gneva, what do you say?
Theft.
Stealing, theft. What do you say the English translation of the word Gzela?
Stealing, theft.
Theft, stealing. Yeah. The Rambam has Hilchos Gneva. And he has another set of halachos where he puts the laws of. What does he call that? That's pretty interesting. He puts Aveda together with Gzela. That's very interesting. Gzela ve'Aveda. What is the common denominator of Gzela and Aveda? Hashava. They both have a chiv hashava. What must you steal? What must you return? The lost / stolen object. Rabosai, is there a halacha of hashavas gneva? It's weird, no? There's a chiv of v'heshev esha gzela asher gazal. There's no din of v'heshev esha gneva asher gona. It's curious, no? Gzela ve'aveda hashava, not by gneva. Let's learn gzela ve'aveda first. Perek aleph halacha aleph. Listen to this. Just to corroborate, Moshe Latinik, since you're with me today, why are you exempt from malchus for stealing? Be careful. Answer correctly, please. Go ahead.
Because it's more important.
Da pa 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 pa. Answer again correctly this time.
Can't he have to
no! No, according to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? What? What did we say in the Rambam? What did we say in the Rambam? No? We said there's two tiers. There's two tiers. Tier one is Lavanita Lase. But even after you do what? You burn it, it's still exempt from Malchus on a broader level because Lavanita Le. Now I said that as a matter of Svara. But now I'm looking at the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Gzeil Vaveira. Kol Hagozel Eschavero. Shove Pruta. Over below Tase Shenema Lo Sigzo. Ve'ein lokin alav zeh. You don't get malchus. Why not? So the Rambam writes, Shari hakosav nitko la'aseh. Because the lav, shenitak la'aseh. She'im gozal, chayav la'hazir. She'ne'mar, ve'eshaz azeh asher gozal. Zu mitzvas aseh. So far so good? Ve'afilu sorav ha'gzeila. Let's say you burnt the gzeila. Ein lokin. You still don't get malchus. Why not? Because you have to pay back. I'm going to ask you a very simple ABC question. According to the simple formulation of the Rambam, is the Rambam learning like Tosfos Shas?
No.
The answer is clearly not. Clearly not. Why? Because Gzela, while the Chavit is still extant, do you get Malchus? No, that's a lav hanitak la'aseh. But once you burn the object, why does the Tosfos Shas say you don't get malchus still? Because you're still lav hanitak la'aseh. Tashlumin. What does the Rambam say? Lav hanitak la'tashlumin. It's a different tour. What might... He gets it from our sugya. He gets it from our sugya. If you look at the Rav Chaim, which we're not going to look at, the Rav Chaim says, source 7, he gets it from our sugya. Because what does our sugya say? Ein loke umishale. What does ein loke umishale mean? Is that once you have a chiv to pay, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus. Kol kaderi shaso ein loke umishale. But it's clearly not Tosfos Shas. Yeah, I think it's much more the Rama. Now watch this. Next halach. Interesting halach. Va'aser ligzol kol shehu din Torah. Are you allowed to steal less than Shavah Pruta? No. What did the Ram say on top? What did the Ram say on top? Kala gozlas ha'avir Shavah Pruta over below Tase. Now he's saying, Aser leitzol koshu din Torah. It's Nisa Doraisa, even less than Shavah Pruta. Ooh, then he says, Afilu goy over avodah zarah. Aser le gozlo o la ashko. You're not allowed to steal from a Gentile either. V'im gozlo o ashko yachzir. You have to...
Returning.
Ashko means also some kind of usurpation of an object. A usurpation. Okay, now Rabosai, I'm putting my fingers in, I'm holding the spot, I'm going to Hilchos Geneva. Backwards to Hilchos Geneva.
It's not made up. It's like,
Listen to this. Jaffe, you're going to like this. Listen to this. Kol hagoinev mamon mishove pruta umala over alota se shnemelo sognovu ve'en lokin alav ze. Why? Sharei nitan letashlumin shaganov chiva oso Torah l'shalem. The echad agoniv mamon Yisrael, o agoniv mamon goy, o vid avodah zarah. The echad agoniv es hagadlo es hakatan. You're not allowed. Aser lignov kol shu din Torah, for aser lignov derech schok, o lignov al menas lahachzir, o lignov al menas shalem hakol aser shol yargil atzma b'kach. Rabosai, I want to focus on one word, two words. I want to focus on the first sentence in these halachas, which I think are very pregnant with significance. What does it say in Hilchos Gzeila? First sentence. I mean, this is like hardcore diyukim in the Rambam. First sentence. Kol hagoizel eschavero shavepruta over below Tasei Shenelo Sitzel. Hilchos Geneva. Kol hagoinev mamon mishava puto mala over lota seshem lo signa. I want a diuk.
Here's mamon.
What?
In Hilchos Geneva it says mamon.
That's half the diuk. What's the second half of the diuk? What's the second half of the diuk? There's a second half of the diuk. In Hilchos Gzela, what does it say? It says kol hagoizel es chaveiro shavakut. Whoa. What does it say over here? Kol hagonev mamon. What's the difference between gezel and gneva? Rabosai, gezel, listen to the words I'm saying carefully, is an attack on a person via his property. But it's an attack on the person via his property. Now, what's gneva?
Do you want the thing?
You're not attacking the person.
You just want.
You're taking his money. What is the, if you will, the cheftza of gzela? It's not about the money. It's about, whoa, Binyamin has such a nice Rambam. He's so attached to that Rambam. I'm attacking Binyamin by seizing his Rambam. It's an attack on the person through a seizure of his property. So on the one hand, Hagoizlas Chavero, and it's the property. Now, yes, I might have a relationship to the money in my wallet, but my real relationship is with my things. That's what I have a... Money is fungible. My shas that I bought, Shana Aleph, that's sitting on my shelf for $50, that there's a relationship of 35 years with that shas. That's like personal. You steal that shas, you're attacking me. You take my money, you take my money. But money's fungible. The chiddush of gzeilah is, it's the property is critical. Hagoizlas chavero, you're taking his property, and therefore, what is the cure to that avera? So to speak? You have to give back the property. By giving back the property, you are making him whole. That is lav hanita glase. You're not giving back his value. You're giving back the property. You're making chavero now shalom. What about gneva? It's about the money. It's hagoinev, and that's why gzela va'aveda, because aveda also has that idea of a hashava, making him, the person who lost the object, whole. Gneva is about mamon chavero. Therefore, when it comes to gzela, what's the tier one cure to gzela? That, says the Rambam, is curing the lav. Because what is the lav? Hagoizel es chavero is the lav. Now, you can't do that because you burnt the thing. So now, the chiv has been lowered. You can't cure that lav. That lav is now incurable. So in principle, it's no longer lav anita lase. So therefore, what do you have to do? Yeah, you have to pay money. That's a totally separate ballgame. That's called lav anita lasasumen. It's a totally separate tour. Ein loka mishala. When it comes to gneva, so the Rambam tells you, it's called Hagoinev Mamon Mishave Pruta Umala over below Tase. And that is a pure lav Hanita Latasumi. I would add, let's say you're stealing money. Amenas Lahaksir. Is that an Isser Doraisa? You're stealing money and then you're going to give it back.
Yeah.
So the Rambam writes, if you're, oh, let's say you're going to Derek Schok. Just joking. Just playing around, messing around. Playing like hard to get with an object. You're messing around with your friend. So Rambam says, Ligno derech schok, o ligno v'al menas lahachzer, o ligno v'al menas l'shalem, hakol osir. It's osir. Why? Shlo yargil atzmo b'kach. Because if you do that a lot, what's you're going to be habituated. Does that sound like an Isser D'oraisa, just Rabban? That's Rabban. Because you're going to give it back. It's not a real theft. However, because Rama has such a halacha when it comes to Hilchos Geneva. Hilchos Gzeila. There's no such halach, and it could be you can cut and go both ways, but it could very well be that once you are separating a person from his property, even if it's bederek schok, even if it's lamanas lahagzir, that itself is the attack on the person. That's the nature of this issue. So I think that's really what's going on in the Shitas Rambam in Lav Hanitach Laaseh. I think there are other diyukim to be made over here. One more, if I can get you for one more list, quick second. What am I looking at? So he says over here, the Magen Mishnah, this quotes a din. Let's say you know someone has a little toothpick by his makom, and you take his toothpick to clean your teeth. He stole his toothpick. Would that be an issur of gzeila?
No.
So I think the sheer pruta, kol agozas chaver shava pruta, the sheer pruta is not, I think the sheer pruta is a din in the hashava. Yes, to be chayv in hashava, you have to steal pruta. But the maisek zela is still a maisek zela. The Rambam writes that you wouldn't be chayv in that case because no one cares about a toothpick. If there's no kapeda, if no one cares about the toothpick, that's not an attack on the person. It's not called hagozel es chavera. It becomes hagozel es chavera once there's a kapeda. I think that both said, I'm going to stop here, but I think that's the core and fundamental yisod over here. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Geneva Veda. That's a fundamental difference in Gzela and Geneva. Rabbo said, Gzela, how do we violate Gzela? Remember the Rashi? Daylight. What does it mean, daylight?
You're attacking the person.
You're attacking the person! Geneva, dead of night, pickpock. You just want the mama. And therefore, that's a core fundamental tradition. Rabbo said, an excellent Shabbos. Oh, a quick Vat Torah. You can leave if you want. If you have a game, whatever. Quick Vart, 1 minute Vart. Rabbo said, we learned in this week's Parsha, the Parsha of Nazir and the Parsha of Sota. The Torah tells us that kol haroes sota bikil kula. If you see a sota bikil kula, what should you do? Yazir atzam min hayayim. You should become a Nazir. Stop drinking wine. What's the pshat? The pshat is every single life experience that you have has to have an impact on you. You don't see a sota and say, life goes on. Every single life experience, you see something dramatic, you experience something dramatic, it has to have an impact. You have to take on something to be different. You become a Nazir. You don't just let life pass you by. If significant things happen in your life, you have to take it to heart. You have to make moves. Have a wonderful Shabbos, kids.
It doesn't say that.